USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Republicans continue criticizing the president's economic plan, calling it Bidenomics, as the possibility of a government shutdown looms. Congressman Pat Fallon of Texas led a congressional hearing today and called the president's plan a total failure.
My administration apparently doesn't care if a gallon of milk costs $6. So long as it forces everyone to purchase an electric vehicle that costs more than the yearly median household income.
Democrats countered, accusing the GOP of steering the nation toward a disruptive government shutdown that would impact food and cash assistance programs. President Biden emphasized at the UN General Assembly today that the U.S. aims to prevent competition with China from escalating into conflict.
We are for de-risking, not decoupling with China. We will push back on aggression and intimidation and defend the rules of the road, from freedom of navigation to overflight to level economic playing field.
While pledging to resist aggression and intimidation, Biden expressed readiness to collaborate with China on mutual interests. The House has scheduled the first hearing for the impeachment inquiry into President Biden on September 28th. The House Oversight Committee will concentrate on constitutional and legal questions pertaining to the president's alleged involvement in corruption and abuse of public office. The development follows House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's initiation of the inquiry last week. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain has set a new strike deadline. If significant progress isn't achieved in contract talks by noon on Friday, September 22nd, they'll mobilize additional local unions to join the stand-up strike. And the United Auto Workers also opposing a visit from former President Trump to the picket lines in Detroit. UAW President Sean Fain said the union's commitment to battling economic disparities that favor people like Trump over workers. Trump is said to be opting out of the upcoming GOP presidential debate in California to meet with auto workers instead. This is USA News.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ukrainian President Zelensky asserted at the UN General Assembly today that Russia lacks the right to possess nuclear weapons.
The mass destruction is gaining its momentum. The aggressor is weaponizing many other things, and all things are used not only against our country, but against all of yours as well.
Amid Ukraine's ongoing struggle against Russia's invasion, Zelensky argued that Russia should have been compelled to relinquish its nuclear arsenal in the 1990s. Contract negotiations between the Writers Guild of America and Hollywood Studios will resume Wednesday, marking their first official meeting since August 22nd. Writers are pushing for safeguards against artificial intelligence, mandatory staffing levels in writers' rooms, and improved transparency regarding show and streaming performance. Amazon intensifying its holiday hiring efforts this year by bringing on board 250,000 seasonal workers and offering a wage increase to its hourly warehouse and delivery staff. And Broward, Florida's Mayor Lamar Fisher kicked off this morning's commission meeting in unexpected attire, a Vegas Golden Knights jersey. He honored a friendly bet with the Clark County, Nevada Commission Chair regarding the Stanley Cup outcome between the Florida Panthers and the Vegas Golden Knights.
Go Knights, go! So, Chairman Gibson, I know your staff is watching us this morning. The wager has been completed.
After the spirited start, he congratulated both teams on their seasons before proceeding with the day's business. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantrice, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.